Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Buffalo Bills, Houston Texans kick off week number 12 tonight in the National Football League over on Amazon. Welcome back. This is Bet Sweats. Joe O, Sammy P. Let's talk about this game coming up with our buddy Mike Shope from WGR. Shope and the Bulldog. Check him out every afternoon. I'm there Thursdays. Sammy drops by on Fridays. Mike, how you doing?
I am great. It's always an honor and a pleasure to visit my favorite show.
Wow. Very kind, Mike. Thank you so much. Are you guys nervous in Buffalo or what? That's the first question about tonight.
You know, the whole thing about asking you to reschedule with us had nothing to do with the Bills, in my opinion, like the Bills' chances of winning tonight.
Sure.
It really wasn't about that. I will have to admit, when we're talking about them after a loss, it does get more, there's more energy and there's, you know, the odds would be a little different that we'd have, so to speak, room for a Bet Sweats segment. But that's all I was thinking, win or lose, is it's a next day show. Are the fans nervous? I mean, in a macro sense, that's just how we always are. This season is different because of New England, and I guess to an extent Denver and Indianapolis too. The whole thing was about the one seed, and that, you know, the odds don't look great there. I don't know though, in a vacuum, if fans are necessarily nervous about this game. The Bills haven't won in Houston in a long time, if that has anything to do with emotions. 2006 is the last time, 0-5. Since then, 0-3 with Allen around. So that's kind of weird. But Davis Mills, it's a good but not great Texans team. It's a good defense. I think the biggest worry about the – well, there's two, and they're obvious. On offense, it's whether they have the weapons they can really win with in the end, and that won't be known until January. Last week was a good week. And then on defense, they're just really slow, and the injuries have been a problem. So – I think in terms of the team itself, that's where fans are most nervous.
With your fantasy background, you always struck me as a guy, you're going to trust the great offenses over the great defenses. And that's what tonight is. I mean, you've got a great offense matched up against a phenomenal defense. The league has also changed a little bit over the last couple of years. A lot of the numbers have been pushed back a little bit. In this cyclical league, this is how it always ends up working in the end, even though a few years ago it felt like there's no way we could go back to defenses kind of running things. Not that they're running things. The best teams are more balanced. That's kind of where we're at in 2025. How do you view this matchup? And when you look at Allen against great defenses, how's he performed overall?
I never want to doubt him, especially in prime time. Atlanta happened, though, and now the turnovers are back. So I'm a little less confident in that. I was interested earlier watching you guys today, and you're both very kind to me about Michael come on and tell us like the right angles, because it's a Bills game. And then I heard you both lay out your thoughts on the game, and I'm like, I'm right with you both. You know, that when Sam said can Houston run the ball is the big one. And I feel like they're going to try. And then, Joe, you had a really sharp idea there that maybe they will go to Chubb here over Marks, even though Marks has kind of taken over the backfield. And you might see a team like Houston in this case play a little bit of a long game where they've got the Titans on Sunday and, you know, let's Chubb is older. Maybe we see more value in him on the short week. So I don't know. But the Bills offense had a great week against Tampa Bay, and I'm a little bit confused as to how they did it. They sat Coleman, Kincaid was injured, and they really just got these huge plays out of their other guys. It was Tyrell Shavers, who sounds like maybe, and I mean this as you know, in the highest respect to you guys, maybe somebody you guys didn't know about before Sunday, Tyrell Shavers. And then Ty Johnson broke one, and then you had a big Cook play. So the yards kind of came in these few chunk plays, as they say, in that game. Tampa lost its best corner early in Jamel Dean, and they just did a lot of game management stuff that was just not optimal. Otherwise, I think it could have been a Tampa win. So where do the Bills, this is always the question, Joe, like where do the Bills get their yards from? Who do they get their yards and points from if it isn't just going to be Allen doing it all? And that's what makes these touchdown props fun on Thursday nights and on Bills games, because you can really go in a lot of different directions, and maybe we'll talk about that.
That said, with Allen, I hate the math on this in the sense that Josh has been around plus 115, plus 120 to score most games, to cross the goal line, not to throw, obviously, to score a touchdown. And now we look at a game totaled at 43, and he's minus 120, minus 125, minus 130. He's getting more expensive, obviously, off of the huge game last week, but this game is totaled at 43, and they're telling you, okay, we're only going to get five touchdowns, maybe six. I don't love minus 125, minus 130 in a game totaled at 43. That's all.
No, I would never. And like you, I really don't want to give 6 points to a road team on a short week that has been so up and down for as good as they've been and as good as they are on offense. So, yeah, I wouldn't play an Allen touchdown, even though it often hits, of course. I'm more the, I think maybe like you guys, the type to, you know, dabble in other longer shot plays. And I would throw out the name Elijah Moore for tonight at 10-1 at BetMGM plus 1,000 because Curtis Samuel won't play. Even with their depletions last week, they lost two guys in the game. They lost Samuel for this game as well. So as Mecole Hardman is the other one. So I think maybe more slides in for Samuel, and who knows if they, instead of second or third and goal from the three where they can just shove Allen into the end zone, it's from the seven, and maybe you see a jet sweep or something like that at 10-1, I'll be playing that.
With Mike Chope, WGR in Buffalo, Joe Sammy P here on Bet Sweats. What about the pass defense? We talk a lot about the Bills' lack of a rushing defense. They got Nico Collins on the other side. No, it's a backup quarterback with Davis Mills here, but Collins still had 10 targets, 92 yards, 9 receptions last week. How do you think the Bills' secondary is going to be able to handle Nico?
I think he's a problem. The Bills, to their credit, have been a much better pass defense than run defense. I mean, to their credit, as like they've prioritized that. But they have their challenges even in the secondary right now. Some of that you notice in the run game. How teams are getting so many rushing yards against the Bills is a lot from just like when a guy like even Sean Tucker, we saw it with Bijan Robinson, you saw it in week one with Derrick Henry, gets to that second level, it's over sometimes. You just don't see anybody else on the screen on some of these. There's breakaway runs on one of Tucker's touchdowns last week. Poyer just can't get there. He's got the wrong angle, and he's just too slow. It's incredible that he's on the field for the Bills at this point of his career. So in the pass defense, I think probably Collins is their only – I mean, what would you do? I just want to feed him. He had a big touchdown against the Bills last year. Houston beat the Bills last year, and then he ran into the tunnel, and he disappeared for 5 weeks with a hamstring injury. It's a real mystery to me what Houston is doing in the passing game beyond him. They've mixed in their rookies a little bit. They don't throw the ball to Christian Kirk, who, by the way, is one of Allen's best buddies, if that matters, for tonight. It's kind of a mystery there. But Collins is really good, and they should feed him. The Bills have Christian Benford in the secondary. They really don't travel with, wide receiver ones. But Benford's play has slipped a little bit this year. And then you're talking about a rookie in Max Hairston, Trey White at the, late stages of his career. Cole Bishop at safety has been an impact player, but there's only so much they're capable of, I think. I like Collins, if Houston's on point, to have a good game.
Let's just play the final score game. What is it tonight?
20-17 somebody. Depending
on the bounce. That's good for both of us, Joe. That's good for both of us. Yeah.
I told you, I'm with your sensibilities on this one. It's just, okay. I'm not taking last week's Bills blow up to mean a lot. I think there were, some circumstances that led to that, and they got there. But it's not to me like they're back. I just don't think you can do that in the NFL. They showed, we went into the season, the priors were, this team is going to have challenges at skill position or wide receiver, at least talent. That came to the surface. That came to light. We knew that was correct. Then last week was like pop, and it was so upside down. Even Khalil Shakir, they're considered number one receiver, went for negative yards against the Buccaneers, and they scored 44 points. I'm going to need more than one game to believe that this thing is fixed.
I was messing with you guys a few weeks ago before the Bills-Chiefs game because you threw out the idea of maybe the Chiefs don't make the playoffs. I was like, oh, nice, mm-hmm. nice pipe dream, guys. They were sitting 5-3. Now they've lost a couple games since. Now they're 5-5. They're still favored to be a playoff team, of course, because they will be probably until they're completely knocked out. But how do you feel about that now, sitting 5-5 with this Colts game looming, and right now the Chiefs are the 9th seed?
Straight up, I think they'll make it. But, yeah, you called it cute. And while you were chiding me or us on that, I went and bet it at plus 750 during that conversation.
Did you?
Yes, the Chiefs to miss. So at BetMGM. So I still think they do make it, but it's not like their schedule's easy, and it's not like there isn't traffic. And this game might be pretty big to that tonight for Kansas City. They have the problem of having lost to Jacksonville. They're not going to be able to sweep the Chargers. They've already lost to them. Of course, they can't sweep Denver, and they're way behind Denver. It's a tough road. It happens in the NFL where you have a team. Last year we had Cincinnati nightmares a little bit around here to an extent, because the Bengals can be so good on offense. Like, we don't want to play the Bengals. And I think Bills fans were glad that they didn't have to, and they got Denver in the first round. So there are seasons where, even with how much the Chiefs have won, where it just doesn't break your way.
Well, and don't look now, but guess who didn't practice yesterday for Kansas City? Xavier Worthy with an ankle. And it's like, mm-hmm. all right, here we go. If he's not 100%, and clearly he's not, if he's playing at 85, 90%, it just changes the calculus, because then you can't do all the things that you want to do with a guy like that. So I've got one for you.
Sorry, Sam. I was going to say, I've got one for you this category. We're talking before about how teams might slow play things. You know who else didn't practice yesterday in the NFL? Lamar Jackson.
Yep.
And now, a little different there, though.
Now it's an ankle. It's a new one.
But it's different.
He's not running.
Last year was 14-point favorites. Knee, right?
Yep. They beat the Bears without him. Do they think they can beat the Jets without him and still take over first place and have him be healthy for Cincinnati on Thanksgiving, the short week?
Yeah.
They don't need him. They don't. Let me ask you one more question, fantasy related. If we were to, as Cincinnati gets bet across the board off 7, a lot of books just came off the 7. So we're 6.5 now, New England at Cincy. If Burrow's going to play, is there anything somebody that plays daily fantasy should think about with Burrow potentially back in the fold?
Yes. Last night was waivers in my big ones, and there were two players of interest. One is Andre Yosivash, who might get more of the work. He should get more of the work with Chase out. And the other is Noah Fant. And tight ends are just so touchdown dependent. When my partner Bulldog hit that big Thursday night parlay, it wasn't Darnell Washington that blew my mind on it. It was Noah Fant. And he's like, oh, well, there somebody else was hurt that night. Like, well, that was awesome. So I think Fant, I don't know prices with DFS. I don't play a lot over there, but they're both interesting. They're 1 week plays, at least Yosivash is, because Chase will be back. But those would be the two names, I think.
Mike, rest of the card outside of tonight's game, is there a particular side or anything of interest fantasy-wise for Week 12?
What came to mind, actually, I mean, it's a sickness, but Jacksonville, Arizona, not knowing who each team's lead running back will be, and it's a late game on Sunday. So I know I'm going to have teams where, this is just my life. Is Bam Knight active, or is Bashaul Tooten's ankle sprain actually a high or a low ankle sprain? And like, still, even if you know, you don't know. So it's not at all marquee, but when you ask that, that's what I think. I'm going to spend way too much time invested in the injury report and the Ian Rappaport updates on the Jaguars and Cardinals.
Yep. We call that the Paul Aspen special, Jacksonville, Arizona. That is the Paul Aspen special. Those are his two favorite teams.
Oh, loves the Cardinals.
I know. Loves the Cardinals. It's been the Jaguars for years, too, until they just screw him too many times where he eventually walks away. But yeah, I mean, over. Let's just play the over in Cardinals games. That's kind of where we're at.
I want to, but I could also see it being 13-10 because it's literally the Jaguars and the Cardinals. That's the problem I'm having with it.
All right. Mike Schoep, WGR out in Buffalo. I'll be on this afternoon, and Sammy will be on later on Friday. Thank you, Mike, and talk later, all right?
Thank you.
All right. Good stuff there from Mike Schoep and his perspective on the Buffalo Bills. Sounds like we're aligned, Sam, thinking the same thing.
When he said 2017, my heart just skipped a beat. I was like, that's good for me. It's good for Joe. It's good for everybody.
But you also want to make sure the Bills win.
I need a Bills win. But I don't feel good about it. I don't.
All right. College football card next. Joe O, Sammy P on BetSweat.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Appreciate Mike Schoep hanging out with us here on Bet Sweats. We'll talk some college football. coming up now. Jeff Schwartz, he's going to pop in. We're in the office that Sam is at right now in the New York offices before he records Bear Bets later on today. We'll talk some Oregon with him coming up. But we've got to look at this entire card. We could start there on our own, Sam, before Jeff pops in, because the number is 9.5, 10, and this is a playoff game. That's what this is. Let's be real. The Ducks' resume isn't the strongest. So if they were to lose this game, oh my God, look at that.
Look who just walked in wearing a Ducks hat and a Ducks polo, dude. The one and only.
That green is strong.
We went on a second date last night, and you should have seen the willpower that Sammy had to not get a pudding at Magnolia Bakery last night. I was very impressed with Sammy's willpower, because he texted me earlier today. He was like, look at this banana pudding. I'm gonna have it later. And he didn't do it. I was very pleased.
It's a world famous banana pudding with what looks like wafers crunched up and put into it. And I sent it to Jeff earlier. But the issue was, we had so much sushi and raw fish. I told Jeff, if I eat that much sodium and then go take down a banana pudding, I'm going to drop dead. Like, I just can't handle that right now.
I heard he ate you again, Jeff.
I don't eat as much as you think I would, but I also ate pizza 2 hours before I had dinner, because I was at another place and they bought me supposedly it's the best pizza all in New York City. It was incredible. Like, it was this fake jam with bacon. It was so good. Oh, my God. It was so good. They went with prosciutto on it and it was with burrata, I think it was. So good. So, yeah, I mean, if I had not eaten the pizza a couple hours beforehand, I probably would have been in the same par with Sammy there.
Last thing on food before we get into Oregon, USC, which we were just about to talk about.
You also can't use chopsticks correctly, but that's a side note.
Everybody's batting stance is different. I told them this last night. No, it doesn't matter. At least I didn't ask for a fork. So I told him this. I said, look, because he wanted to walk to the bakery, and I said, what we should do, the two of us should walk in there, our big asses, and go, can we get a small pudding and two spoons?
No.
Because they've got small, medium, and large. And I'm with him. One small pudding, two spoons, please.
Do you think they thought it was weirder that we walked in there and ordered nothing, or if we had ordered the small with two spoons? What would have been weirder for them?
I don't know.
They were like, what are these two yahoos doing just walking in and not ordering?
Yeah, 6'5", three bills. Can we get the small pudding, two spoons, please? And then just sit at a table and feed each other? That would have been classic. All right, anyways. Oregon, USC, I was just about to say before you walked in, I think the Ducks are going to smash them.
I think so, too. I know that roster construction is not like the be-all, end-all for how we evaluate games. But, you know, in the base level, Oregon has much better football players. Like, they're better at a quarterback, I think, in totality. Especially on schedule-wise, they're better offensive line if Page doesn't play. So Elijah Page is USC's left tackle, got hurt last game. They showed him yesterday walking to practice with his knee braces on. This old offensive lineman over here caught his hands weren't taped for practice. So I don't know if he's really practicing or not. You know, they'll try to fool you with that type of stuff, right? Oregon's better at running back. USC's obviously better at wide receiver. We're better on defense, defensive line, linebacker, secondary, and they might be without Kamari Ramsey, who's a legit like day two pro for them on defense. So just from roster perspective, I think it's a tough matchup for them as well. And then I think we're just playing good football, man. Like, we're playing very controlled. One game you got to win by running the ball on the road to Iowa. Next game you throw for 300 against Minnesota. So looking forward to it. We just can't let those wide receivers, you know, dominate the game, Lane and Lemon. And one thing I've been trying to find, it's hard to find. Do you know how to get college football officiating crews? Do you know where to find that at?
No.
Because if this is something very in the weeds, but I think it's really important here. If they let the Oregon corners be physical, which is how they play, that obviously benefits us. If they're going to call a bunch of pass interferences because we're physical outside, that benefits USC. So I'm kind of curious to see if that plays a role in this game. Our corners are Finney's freshman All-American, maybe an All-American. He's very handsy. If they call pass interference a bunch, that benefits USC. But I think in the end, we've been building for this game for a while now. I do like us to cover the 9.5.
Yeah, USC certainly struggled on the road this year.
Yes.
If things do go wrong, even though they're in the Big Ten, are you screwed?
Oh, we're out. We're out of the playoffs. Yeah.
Yeah,
I think so. Well, it's just fair. I mean, like, these are the games you have to win if you want to be a playoff team. I think they understand that. This is why you play in a Big Ten. It's why you recruit the way you do. It's why you have expectations for your program. I'd rather be here than elsewhere. So it is hugely important for the playoffs. And if we win, I think we're in. If USC wins, they got a good chance to be in as well. But I think we're just better than them, man. I mean, I know it's not always about that, especially when you're trying to cover a game. But also, Sammy said this all week, I think it's going to be true. It's going to be like the public dog of the week, man. Everyone's going to be on USC this weekend.
Yeah.
Why 9.5? That's a lot of points. And we're already seeing it coming with people giving their picks. A lot of people are on USC.
Is there anything else that you love Saturday?
We're both in Iowa. I think Iowa might shut out Michigan State. Like, I think it's like 31-0. Like, it's going to be, I think, pretty ugly. I like UCLA late Saturday night against Washington. Nico should play this weekend. Washington's been horrendous on the road. It's a look-ahead spot for them. They got Oregon in 2 weeks. Jed Fish might be on the way out. I think UCLA can cover the 10.5 there. Those are my three favorites so far.
Okay. You asked about referees.
I like Wisconsin, too, I think. I think Wisconsin.
You have refs? You got ref info for us?
No. I was just going to ask him if he's going to play referee when Miami comes up on Bear Bets between you and Bear.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're going to have a lot of fun with Bear today. I cannot wait. I can't wait to do this. He's going to be so angry. I'm going to rile him up. We know how to get him going here.
He likes to rile you up about Oregon.
I'm going
to
get him going here.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Let's go.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Let's
go.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Thank you. All right. Thanks.
See you guys later.
I can't wait to hear that, Sam. If you're as fired up as you were yesterday, which I think you will be, I'll bring something up to get you fired up at the end of the show. So then when you go and record that, you'll be raring to go. Not that you need it.
No, don't need it. Guess who's on the show today? Dan Lanning, head coach of Oregon, is on Bear Bets today.
Really? Awesome.
Yeah, it's a big get.
That one in.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. That's huge. It's a big game to talk about. Probably the biggest game of the weekend. What else has your attention? Games that we have not talked about yet, or at least we haven't in the last few minutes there, or maybe you want to dive more into. What else you like this weekend?
I think we've covered Oregon enough. I've said my piece. He said his. If you want to add anything on it, by all means, go for it. We could circle back to it. I do like Iowa. It doesn't sound like Michigan State has a lot of health at quarterback. I was told Chili's is still out. He was their quarterback one. He started the season at quarterback. He's been hurt. And then the backup got hurt in the last game, and they're calling him questionable. I'm not hearing good things about that. His name is Milija Vojvic. He's Serbian, if you couldn't tell. Yes. So if both of those guys are out, Michigan State is going to start a freshman quarterback on the road in Iowa City. Not great. The number now is 16.5 or 17. If they're both ruled out, which I would call likely at this point, I have no intel on it, but it's just not sounding good. That's probably going to close 17.5, 18. So if you want to lay a 16.5 right now, I like it. Jeff likes it. And then here's the one I wanted to ask you. I can't even say it without a little pause or a little chuckle. Rutgers is catching 31.5 at Ohio State. Why would Ohio State play anybody good in the second half, knowing what's on deck against Michigan?
Right. Well, and after Michigan too. Right. Like, why would you go all in this game? So obviously you're on the Rutgers side. There's a couple of big dogs that you're looking at. Are you still looking at Syracuse too in the 30s?
No.
Mid-30s?
No. You're just brought it up. No, I asked.
No, you were asking.
I said.
I didn't say you were betting it. You're just, yes.
Here's my list. And again, I'm overthinking it to all hell because I lost four games on Saturday and I gave three of those a pick six and one was a touchdown, onside kick touchdown. So I'm just like, I'm so fried right now. But my list of five is Oregon, Iowa, Rutgers, James Madison, and Air Force. Those are my five so far. And then I also, because like I said, I'm not in a good place right now, I'm asking people during the break, like, do we like North Carolina +7 at home against Duke?
I know.
I'm just like, that's where I'm at. Like, I'm overthinking everything because when you have a bad week, this is what we go through. I am trying to make the perfect picks. And I hate it, but that's what's going on right now. And I literally have 30 minutes to get these picks in for Bear Bets, and I have to get 5 or 6 down to 3. So wish me luck.
So Minnesota has beyond sucked on the road, but those have been their most difficult matchups. Like, they just keep getting blown out on the road. Northwestern's favored by 4. Northwestern off the Wrigley game. They should have won. They lose last second on a field goal to Michigan. They were +5 and they lost. +5 in the turnover margin, and they still end up losing that game. I really want to take the Gophers +4 in Evanston.
Okay. No, that's another Wrigley game. That's a Wrigley game.
Wrigley again?
Yes.
Oh, that's dumb. Really? They're just going to keep it, get more bang for their buck out of that?
I found yesterday too. I was like, wait, they're doing this again? Why?
Who's going to go to this one? Michigan, I get.
Nobody. Nobody's going to go.
Yeah.
So I think the thought process there is they don't want to deal with a lot of November home games because their stadium or lack thereof, their field, I guess, is right off the lake. And that is going to be brutal if you get that 20, 25 mile per hour wind with nothing to obstruct, because it comes right off the lake. It'll just take passes and blow them out of bounds. And it's just not ideal, because their new stadium, I don't believe, is ready until next season. So I think this was sort of a calculated process where we're going to play the early games in September and October at the turf field, lacrosse, whatever. And then when we get to November, we'll just do Wrigley. But if you gave me 4 free tickets to this game, I wouldn't go.
You can get in for $25.
You'd have to pay me to go.
No.
You have to pay me to go to that game. No.
Yeah. No. No, definitely not going to that one. I still would rather look at the Minnesota side. Minnesota catching points there. How about Texas? I totally get it, and I actually agree with the move on this game. Money coming in on Arkansas. How are they going to respond to what happened last week? What are we going to get out of this team? You got idiots like me saying that they're eliminated, some people making the case, well, maybe not. If you look at the games that are left, maybe Texas can sneak their way in. I'm not buying it. I'll give Arkansas credit. You know, the season goes down the tubes. They keep on losing. They fire the coach, going through all this. These kids are still fighting. Like, it looks pathetic when you look at the record, and it's now 8 straight losses, but they're there in every game. It doesn't matter who the SEC opponent is most of the times, outside of, like, the Notre Dame game. Like, they're in all of these games. Sam, they are 0-6 in one-score games. They are 9 to 9.5-point dog against the Longhorns. Last week it was LSU. I think it's 5 losses by 3 or less. Like, they're always in these games. They just don't know how to win yet. I like Arkansas plus the points. Sure, I wish I had the 10, but that's no longer available.
Well, this might keep coming down too. I see 8.5 at a couple places. There's an 8 at Chris offshore. Remember, this did open 10. So there's been an appetite, no doubt, to bet against Texas. And as somebody who had Texas last week, took 6.5, watched it come down to 4, 4.5, and then just blew up in my face third quarter. 14-10 became 28-10. Bang, bang, bang. Touchdown, onside kick, touchdown. And you're like, all right, that one's over. I have to do Air Force. Like, I really think that's a good play. I had them last week. They had a horrible turnover that led to 7 the other way. They're catching 3.5 at home against New Mexico. Air Force is what, 3-7? New Mexico 7-3. Yeah, this is me. I have to get back to my roots and just get ugly, filthy. Take the games that nobody wants to take. I'm going to end up on Air Force and Carolina. I can feel it.
And Carolina plus the touchdown. Did you have a thought on Pitt this week? This is a tough spot for them. After they get hammered by Notre Dame, now they got to go to Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech's like, they win, they're in the ACC championship game. You got Haynes King on the other side after Heinschel gets knocked down to earth against that Notre Dame defense when he was flying high. It's senior day, and the number's 2.5.
Matoy wants to go back to Pitt.
I'm not doing that. Yeah. I'm sure everyone's going to be on Georgia Tech. I'm sure they'll be in the room, but I don't know about going back to Pitt in that one. But that's probably why he's doing it.
Yeah, probably.
Ooh. Yeah. All right. Joe O, Sammy P, we keep things rolling. Don't forget, 10 toes down at the top of the hour. You got Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Top of the hour, 10 toes down, 11:20 Eastern Time, Gracie the Witch. We all provided birth date, birthplaces, birth times. And is the question, Sam, going to be, tell us about our history? Like, what is next for us? Is it long-term, short-term? Like, what do you think we should ask for some specifics?
I'm internally concerned about what's going to happen next the most. So
am I.
I'd like to hear about that. I'd like to face my problems head on, to be honest with you. So I'm really curious what my forecast is, and I don't know, because I talked to her. Kelly put me on a group thread about 2 weeks ago. And okay, if you don't know, Gracie is part of Kelly's spiritual council, and she uses astrology to predict the future. Mm-hmm. So she wanted our basics, right? Date of birth, time of birth, location. And she will use the stars and the planets and all that to figure out how we project. And I don't want to look back. I want to look forward, to be honest with you. So I can't wait for that. I also, we have to ask her about the Chiefs, because she's a big Chiefs person.
100%.
And at 5-5, we have to ask her what's wrong with the Chiefs. Like, that might be, so our future, my future, our future, whatever, is one. And then two, yeah, would be the future of the Kansas City Chiefs.
I just want to know about Jake. Screw my future. I don't care.
Doesn't,
I'm more curious
everybody
about that. Yes. Concerned or curious? That's kind of what I'm going through right now. What am I? What would you say you are? Because you mentioned both of those words in there. I think more curious. Yeah, I think a little more curious. I'm not as concerned. We'll see. We'll see what the witch has to say. I might march a storm off the show. Who knows if we get the lightning bets later on. All right, you got the results from your hospital visit yesterday, your blood donation, the vitamin D gate that was out there. I realized something yesterday. I was taking a look. I'm like, okay, so I take these vitamins or this. I kind of every week I put it in like the a medicine thing for the week, so I'm good to go. And I didn't really, I haven't looked in a while what I'm taking. And then I realized yesterday, I'm like, oh, I take a vitamin D every day. At some point along, I thought I need to take vitamin D. Somebody's told me something or I saw something and I started taking it. So I thought that was funny because I was laughing at the idea about you and the vitamin D, and they were trying to make you all nervous about how your life was going to end and they're going to steal your thyroid and all that. But I realized yesterday I take vitamin D on a daily basis while you were like taking 80 vitamin D gummies the day before you had to go in.
This doctor is not getting anywhere near my thyroid. Let me be very clear about this. You are not sniffing this thyroid. I know what you're doing, and I don't like it, doc. So I have three results because they tested my blood, and they ran my vitamin D, my calcium, and my PTH. PTH is the thyroid. So she was like, you know, worst case scenario, we have to take your thyroid. Okay, well, let's check the PTH results. They give you a range. A normal range is 15 to 65, and that is a green bar. Anything outside is yellow. I'm at 40, so I'm right in the middle between 15 and 65. Could not be more in the middle if I tried. So you ain't getting my thyroid. Nice try. That ain't happening, okay? So the PTH is perfect. My vitamin D, I am back in the green. Back in the green. Now, still on the low side, but back in the green. Here's where they scare you, though. They still always want to scare you. This is like Paul's theory about the dentist. The dentist just finds things wrong, and the doctors do the same thing. Here's my calcium results. Before I even click on the results, there's a red bar that says abnormal. Abnormal calcium. Okay? Then I click calcium. I'm supposed to be between 8.7 and 10.2 on calcium. I'm 10.4. I am 0.2 above the green. 0.2. And you're going to write on a red bar, abnormal. Get bent. I'm not going back. I'm not even answering the phone. Stop. Stop. This is like, this is stupid. If a normal range is 8.7 and 10.2 and I'm 10.4, that is not abnormal. Quit. Cut this. Stop trying to scare people. That is not abnormal.
Did you have this scheduled or did you go in before the insurance runs out?
Both.
Okay. Maybe I should go in. Somebody said, was it Horvat? It's like, I got to get a colonoscopy before the end of the year.
Yeah. I have to do that too. Maybe in a couple of years. Maybe after so I find my next thing.
I haven't done that yet either. So maybe I should.
Oh, I have a dental appointment when I'm home. I have an eye appointment at the beginning of December. I'm knocking everything out. Yeah. So this was a follow-up though, because they drew my blood in June or July. And they were like, yo, your calcium's abnormal and your vitamin D's abnormal. We'll see you in 3 months. Yeah, so abnormal that it could wait 3 months. So this was the follow-up, and it looks like I'm not going to die from my calcium abnormality, and you are not getting my thyroid.
How's the prostate situation?
I don't know yet.
I think I got to get that checked too. Now I'm... See, the scare tactic works. Like, they tell you all these things. We laugh at the idea. We're like, we know your game. Like, we act like we're tough. And then, like, in my mind, I'm like, oh, wait, I got to do this, and I got to do that. And You know, I've always been too busy to even think about all this stuff, which is definitely the wrong approach. Like I've got to get all that checked out. Damn. I'm not going to die anyways. We're fine. Everything's good.
I feel great. I mean, aside from my scathing calcium abnormality, I don't know where calcium came from. Yeah, I think I'm going to make it, though. I think I'm going to make it.
I think you will, too. Both of us will, hopefully. A lot of feedback, you know, this week's been funny. A lot of feedback on leaves. A lot of feedback yesterday on soups. People were interested in that. I planned on having a soup. It just never occurred yesterday. Did anybody have a soup? Because I saw in the chat, Paul was asking, he had more soup questions about what qualifies as a soup today.
Paul, go ahead.
Is gazpacho a soup?
Why is this coming up?
Because I think my phone was listening to us yesterday, but like scrolling through IG, like I was like,
really?
Recipe for gazpacho or whatever. You know, gazpacho is the kind of one that got away. It's kind of tough to, you got to blend some bread and stuff. I've tried to like make gazpacho. It hasn't come out all that great. You know,
the one that got away is wild.
I'll have some gazpacho. I'll have some time on my hands when it's -15 in January to try and work on a cold soup technique. So that'll be good.
Who's the one that got away, Paul? Gazpacho.
Gazpacho. I love a gazpacho.
Paul's going to be bathing himself.
Don't worry. We can tell.
The one that got away.
I had some chili yesterday, which we have confirmed.
Did you?
Soup. Yeah. I made a red and a white this week, past weekend.
Did you? Pretty good. That's why you were asking about chili. Look at you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man.
Chili Andy guy. Molitor tweeted out a picture. He made the loaded baked potato soup yesterday. He was on our show. And I don't know if he planned on making the soup until we had him on the show and we asked him about soup at the end. He put a picture up of the loaded potato and he had the big chunks of bacon floating on top. It looked really good.
I think we might have talked him out of chowder because he mentioned something about a chowder, and then we questioned chowder as a soup as well, and he ends up going with a load of baked potato soup, which sounds amazing, especially this time of year.
Oh, it looks terrific. Well, to be fair, what he did say about chowder was we asked about the most photogenic ones, right? And he said the ones that look the best for photos. He said,
I don't know.
And thanks. Appreciate it. I mean,
no, I mean, just so once we went to chowder, I guess I didn't.
You're like, heard it. You're like, screw that.
Chowder.
Terrible take.
Out on chowder.
Had gazpacho on the brain.
Not half listening to the show, just the part of the show that was discussing chowder. I also, I got an email this morning. Apparently my leaf blower, mulcher, all that arrives today at about 1 o'clock. So I will get off the train at 7:45 PM. I will get home and I will assemble and be ready for Saturday's festivities in the yard where I just tear apart every leaf in sight.
Somebody's going to steal it before you get home.
I hope not.
I think you should also get a Ring cam so you can video yourself doing the mulching leaf blowing thing. And
you don't have one? Have
content for the show.
I do not have a Ring camera, but don't worry. I've already thought about this for the show. I will set the phone up and I will stand it up on the steps and I'll be going to town for sure.
We're going to throw the 3-2-1 music behind that video for sure. No doubt.
Yeah. Good.
Awesome. Definitely saw a lot of videos floating around of kids stealing entire bowls of candy that were left in front, caught by the Ring cam. It's like, you can't do stupid pranks. You can't do stuff like that anymore. It's everywhere, and people can't wait to play gotcha and look for their social media pop or whatever the reason is. Like, you can't throw eggs at homes anymore. You can't do anything. It's a damn shame.
Eggs, I mean, you'll be outside of the line of sight. Yeah, right.
I don't know, man. Our Ring camera goes well into the street. You see everything.
Ski all
the cars that pass by. Yes. Yeah.
Drive by.
Oh, my God. Well, This sounds like a fun January. Let's get together. Let's do some egg drive-bys this January.
All right.
I got
a couple ideas of houses we can egg for sure.
Yep.
I've got a list.
I know Gertz is down. He's going to lead the charge on this one. All right. We go 10 toes down. We do it every Thursday. Our hottest takes, where we stand on a particular topic. Those are next. Everybody jumps in. We go around the horn. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich, Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.